News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Phoenix Police Department says the bomb squad is responding to an area outside Turning Point U.S. headquarters where people have been gathering since the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. Phoenix police confirm they were notified about a suspicious bag and say they cleared the area out of an abundance of caution. It comes a day after suspect Tyler Robinson was charged in Kirk's murder. He remains in Utah County Jail. President Trump and the First Lady are at Windsor Castle for a state visit hosted by the royal family. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the historic visit.
With this visit, the president becomes the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for two state visits by a British monarch, having already been hosted by the late Queen Elizabeth II in 2019.
Anti-Trump protesters also demonstrated in parts of London. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its two-day policy meeting this afternoon. The board poised to lower interest rates, analysts say, for the first time this year. This is ABC News.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Madison man lost his life in a car crash at Devil's Lake State Park. Sunday night at approximately 6:30, the Sauk County Communications Center received multiple reports of a single vehicle traffic crash on the exit road of Devil's Lake State Park just south of County Highway DL in the town of Baraboo. Callers advised that the crash involved serious injuries to multiple people. The initial investigation shows that a car was traveling northbound on the one-lane, one-way exit road leaving Devil's Lake State Park. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and failed to negotiate a sweeping right-hand curve in the roadway. The vehicle departed the road to the left and struck several large trees before coming to rest against a tree. The driver of the vehicle, a 24-year-old man from Madison, died at the scene. Two passengers, a 22-year-old Madison man and a 24-year-old woman from Brilliant, were transported to a regional hospital due to serious life-threatening injuries. The names of those involved are being withheld at this time, pending notification of family. This crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wardens, Baraboo Area Fire and EMS district personnel, UW MedFlight in the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid 60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching the mid 80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled A Far Left Radical's Manifesto. You know, the reality is if you're even remotely associated with the Democratic Party, whether you're running for office, there was a woman on, I forget which program it was I saw this morning, but she's running for Congress. She's a Democrat. I believe she was in Pennsylvania. And they said, well, how's the campaign going? And she said, well, they've already labeled me a far left radical, so I guess I'm doing something right. You will be, whether you're running for office or whether you're just guilty of breathing while being a Democrat, they will label you as a far-left radical. So let's just be clear. In fact, let's, make it official. I'm a far-left radical, and here's why. Here are the things, as a far-left radical, that I believe. And Republicans will tell you every single one of these things makes you a far-left radical. I believe that every worker should have the right to be represented by a union in the workplace, democracy in the workplace. I believe that nobody who's working full-time should live in poverty, that the minimum wage should be adjusted so that you can actually live on it if you're working full-time. I believe that retired people shouldn't have to pay income taxes on their Social Security revenue, and that the morbidly rich should pay their Social Security taxes into the system after the $170,000 cap is, limit has been hit. I believe that every American citizen should be able to vote without a hassle. I believe that any state that wants to take away your vote should have to go through the same court procedures with a judge or a jury that you have to go through to get somebody's to take away somebody's gun. That makes me a far-left radical, right? Speaking of guns, I think it's obscene that the leading cause of death for our children is bullets. We need rational gun control laws. I think it's crazy that three men own more wealth than the bottom half of America and pay less of their income in taxes than your average teenager. If we want generational, the general prosperity of the 1950s, we should have the same tax rate as Republican President Dwight Eisenhower so loved, 90% on the morbidly rich after they've made their first few million dollars a year. I believe our children and grandchildren deserve a world where they needn't fear being killed by climate change-driven wild weather, drought, wildfires, and the air and water are clean. And that I believe it's nuts to be subsidizing the fossil fuel industry that's preventing this. I believe every other country in the world helps their young children, their young people go to college. And in most countries, it's as cheap as it was here in the 1960s when you could go to college with a part-time job on the weekend. Some countries even pay people to go to college, like the $100 a month stipend my dad had with the GI Bill after World War II. I believe the 34 richest countries in the world, among all those countries, a half million people a year are wiped out by medical debt because somebody got sick in their family. All of those bankruptcies happen here in the United States, all of them. I believe health care should be a right, not a privilege. I believe that starting a small family business, once the backbone of every American town and city, should once again become possible. We need to break up the massive monopolies that have come to dominate every single industry. You know, like Republican presidents Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft. Like them, I'm a far-left radical. I believe every person in America should be free to practice their own religion, or no religion, and raise their kids that way without government interference, government promotion, or their tax dollars subsidizing the local megachurch's Christian school. You know, like the Constitution says, that makes me a far-left radical. I believe people should be judged, hired, and promoted based on the quality of their minds, their work, and their integrity, not the color of their skin, their ethnicity, or their religion. I believe women should have the same rights and privileges as men, from the workplace to the boardroom to the voting booth. I believe our queer brothers and sisters should have the same rights and privileges as everybody else and feel free to live their lives without discrimination or harassment. And I believe that America is a nation of immigrants, and we have been strengthened in every generation by the diversity of talent and humanity that have come here to participate in the American dream. We need comprehensive immigration reform here in the United States to clean up our system. And if that makes me a far left radical, I'll take it. These are all positions Republicans hate. Any one of them will get you labeled a far left radical instantly. So the next time some right-wing idiot attacks you for voting for Kamala Harris or having a D on your voter registration or having an anti-Trump bumper sticker on your car, simply repeat after me. I'm a far left radical and proud of it. As President Kennedy said back in 1960, here he is.
What do our opponents mean when they apply to us the label liberal? If by liberal they mean, as they want people to believe, someone who is soft in his policies abroad, who is against local government, and who is unconcerned with the taxpayer's dollar, then the record of this party and its members demonstrate that we are not that kind of liberal. But if by a liberal they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights and their civil liberties, someone who believes that we can break through the stalemate and suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad, if that is what they mean by a liberal, then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
Indeed. See, back in the 1960s, the slur that Republicans used was to say, oh, you're a liberal. You're not a Democrat. You're a liberal. Now it's, you're a far-left radical. You're not a Democrat. You're a far-left radical. Or they, you know, they can't even bring themselves to say Democratic Party. It's got to be Democrat Party, you know, with the Joe McCarthy slur, you know, with the emphasis on the rat. This is pathetic. Republicans oppose every single one of these things. The list that I went through and the list that President Kennedy went through. And they have the temerity, the gall to say that we're radicals. This is everything in that list that I shared with you is stuff that polls well over 50%, most of it polls well over 70 or 80% across the board. It's just not getting done. Because Republicans have succeeded in packing the courts, they've gerrymandered, the states. You've got, more people voted for Democrats in the last election in the House of Representatives than Republicans, and yet you've got more Republicans in charge. Gerrymandering. You've got in the United States Senate, the Republicans who control the United States Senate represent 40% of the U.S. population. The Democrats who don't control the U.S. Senate represent 60% of the U.S. population. So, how this is why these things don't get done, because the genuine radicals, the Republicans who say we don't want immigrants, we want to trash our queer brothers and sisters, we want to suppress the rights of women, that we want to go back to basically racial segregation, that they want the government promoting religion, they embrace these massive monopolies that shovel money at them. They think they take all kinds of money from the healthcare industry, and they don't want a national healthcare system like every other country in the world has. They want to make sure that young people can't go to college unless they come from wealthy families. After all, those are the only people who are deserving, right? And so, you know, one of the first things Trump did when he became president was undo Joe Biden's, you know, doing away with the student debt, forgiving student debt forgiveness. The Republicans think it's, they, you know, how dare we talk about going back to Dwight Eisenhower's top tax rate? You know, guns, they oppose any effort to regulate guns. They make it, they go out of their way to make it harder to vote. In the last election, 4.2 million people, according to federal statistics, who wanted to vote, who were legally registered to vote, were prevented from voting because of voter purges and other ways of suppressing the vote. And, of course, Republicans have always fought against unions. They do not want workers to have a voice in the workplace or have democracy in the workplace. Who are the real radicals? Ain't the far left. In fact, I've said, like I said, you know, if this is what makes you a far left radical, sign me up. But frankly, I don't think there's any such thing as a far left. I think these are all, frankly, solid, middle of the road, mainstream positions. And America and our media should start dealing with it that way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Stick around. How many beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Louise has been using Vibrant Super C Serum for a while now. She uses it every night. She swears by it, and she's noticed a real difference in how her skin looks. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's it?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites, by the way, are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM to save 25% off. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM.
They shout and they sneer, but I'm fighting for a future that's honest and clear. For the worker, the student, the sick and the poor, for justice and dignity, who could want more? I'm a far left radical, proud and unbound, raising my voice, I'll sing it out loud. For freedom, for fairness, for love, we all know this is the far left radical manifesto. Raise the wage, tax the greed, let the children live free. Clean air, clean water belongs to you and me. Healthcare for all, let the guns take a rest. Equality's not radical, it's just common sense.
Ideas become far left? When did these ideas become considered, even by our mainstream corporate media, as out of the mainstream? The idea that everybody should have health care, as happens in every other developed country in the world, that everybody should be able to go to college regardless of how wealthy they are, which happens in every other developed country in the world, that we should be working to clean up the atmosphere and you know, doing away with fossil fuels like in every other developed country in the world.
But we've got the people, the hope in our eyes. So call me a dreamer.
Right. And where this all started, this whole thing of calling us far-left radicals, this began with a bunch of right-wing fossil fuel billionaires, first out of Texas, later out of Kansas. I mean, you know, funding all these programs, these media outlets, these think tanks to say, oh, no, you know, we really need to lower the taxes on rich people because that'll help the middle class. We really need to make sure that the health insurance companies are between you and your doctor because that's going to help health and, you know, that's going to increase the health of America. We need to make it more expensive to go to college because young people don't value their educations. They're out there protesting in the streets. You know, we need to get rid of these damn immigrants, even though they're picking our vegetables. You know, but have you noticed the color of their skin? I mean, when you look at the stuff at this list of things that the Republican Party has decided makes us far left. Right. Hey, so you should be able to live on Social Security like you could in 1980. You could actually, you know, pay your rent and buy your groceries with your Social Security check in 1980. You can't anymore. How is that radical left that Medicare should not be charging, you know, a small fortune and Medigap policies and all this other nonsense just to keep you healthy in your retirement? How is that far saying that we should just, you know, clean up the gun situation? We shouldn't be having our children terrorized, you know, in our public schools with active shooter drills. We need to get these guns. How is that far left? It's only far left if you're one of the gun industry's multimillionaires or billionaires. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy that you've got three men who have more wealth in the bottom 90% of America, that 30% of the wealth of this country is held by the top 1%, and the bottom half of this country owns only 3% of the country's wealth. This is nuts. This isn't, you know, it isn't far left radical to say that we shouldn't be dying at the hands of wildfires and derechos and hurricanes that are fueled by climate change. I mean, when did that become far-left radical stuff? I don't get it. Every other country in the world helps their kids go to school. Every other country in the world says that health care is a right. Every other country in the world breaks up these massive monopolies. Every other country in the world, well, not every other, every other developed country, lets children and families practice their own religions. I'm just astonished by how far to the right the Overton window has shifted as a result of the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been invested in this project to turn America into a right-wing nation, you know, by right-wing, mostly fossil fuel billionaires, but, you know, now that you got this whole, now you got right-wing tech billionaires doing it. We've got to push back. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Former CDC director's testimony is devastating Bob Kennedy. I'll tell you about that and a few other things and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Soon, the roads will be filled with trucks, tractors, and various other agricultural machinery as harvest moves into full swing. But this may also create some new obstacles. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and when we talk about driving around this big machinery, passing laws are something you should keep in mind. Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol Motor Carrier Investigative Unit is here to give some insight on those laws. We'll hear about that right after this.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFinn Technologies were born and patented this century. With a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping, along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Now let's listen into some of those passing laws during the farming season.
You cannot legally pass and implement husbandry in a no passing zone. There are some situations where you can legally pass some vehicles that are traveling very slow in a no passing zone, but it's very clear you cannot pass and implement a husbandry period in a no passing zone. So just be patient. There will be a time up the road where you'll be able to safely pass. And I would also remind, I guess, the farmers at this point too, that there are laws that say that nobody can impede traffic.
Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol Motor Carrier Investigative Unit joining us to give some safety tips. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Wednesday. It's a mix with cash and new crop corn down 1.5 at 428 and cash and new crop soybeans down 4.25 at 1045.5. December wheat is down 2.5 at 531.5. Class 3 milk is showing gains though, with October contracts up 24 cents at 1689 hundredweight and November contracts up 24 cents at 1660 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid 60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching the mid 80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. We'll be right back.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/school.
Echoes of scandal start to compile. The chorus of headlines swirls in smoke. Truth is a victim, lies provoke. When the walls close in and no options remain, they write a script to deflect the blame. Ghosts in the wings, crowd on their toes. A conspiracy spins as the tension grows. Welcome to Trump's treason theater, where the bass cheers louder than truth. A bluff so bold, spinning spite into rumor, casting Obama as traitor uncouth. They're selling outrage, fear in the foyer. Dismiss what's real, keep the crowd on fire. He points the finger at 208, says a liberal king.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So the former CDC director, Susan Manares, is testifying before Congress. I believe she's still testifying. She said that she refused to rubber stamp vaccine recommendations without seeing the evidence behind them. She said she did not tell Bob Kennedy that she was untrustworthy. Bernie Sanders asked, what are the long-term implications of the decisions that are being made at the CDC now under Bob Kennedy? And she said, I believe preventable diseases will return. And I believe that we will have our children harmed for things that we know they do not need to be harmed by. Polio, measles, diphtheria, and whooping cough. I worry about the ramifications for those children in illness and in death. I worry about our school systems. I worry about our medical institutions having to take care of sick kids that could have been prevented by effective and safe vaccines. I worry about the future of public health. And I think it's worth noting, our Secretary of HHS is a former heroin addict and a lawyer who has absolutely no experience or education in public health or science, and is not a scientist and is not a physician. It's pretty astonishing what's going on. It's very astonishing. So what's on your mind? Jeff in Tallahassee, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
This is Jeff Hudson with the Iosco County Democratic Party in Michigan.
Cool.
I'd like to comment on the death of Charlie Kirk, being tragic and all. But he wasn't just a conservative commentator. He promoted racism, misogyny, xenophobia, transphobia, homophobia, and used it to promote rage against others. He found little sympathy for others who gunned down. And I'd like to just encourage at this time the young people of Michigan to register early. They can register now, and they can, and if they turn 18 by the time of the election, they need to take the time to learn the facts and join us Democrats of Michigan now. And then one quick question, if I may. I just heard by one of my fellow Democrats here that NPR reported that Trump is massing 7,000 troops. to attack Venezuela. Do you know anything about that? Because I'm not getting it.
Yeah, I've seen reports to that effect. I mentioned to Dave in Federal Way in the previous block. You know, when he called in, I said I suspect that Trump's little war. I mean, every Republican president wants to have a little war, right? Ronald Reagan established this. He had his war against Grenada. Then George W. Bush had his war against Iraq. And then George Herbert Walker Bush. And then George W. Bush had two little wars, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq. Trump is going to want to have a war. And, you know, to distract us all, and because wars tend to rally people around the flag. I predict two things are going to happen before the elections. Number one, Trump is going to have his little war. And number two, he's going to send out checks to every American that he's going to say are the dividend from his tariffs, and that these things he thinks are going to help him and help the Republicans more generally. So we'll see, Jeff. I don't have any details beyond that right now.
That's scary, but you know, just one more thing, if I may. Mm. It's important to maintain nonviolent protests, which I agree with, but we must have the courage to do it. And we are protesting every Saturday in this little town. This will get more intense as time goes by. People like Kirk encourage this violence.
Yeah.
And also, I agree with you. I'm one of those terrible liberals that you described.
Okay. We are all radical lefties here now, I guess.
I appreciate you giving me the time.
Yeah. Jeff, thank you for the call. And good on you for getting inside the Democratic Party there. That's what we need. That's really what we need. God bless you. Rachel in Camden, New Jersey. Hey, Rachel, what's on your mind today? Rachel, listening on Sirius XM in Camden, New Jersey?
Yes.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes, here I am.
What's up?
Yes. Basically, what I had a question is, it's not about anything other than CCC. Chaos causes confusion. Confusion, well, it's contradiction, confusion, chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we have is confusion, contradiction, and chaos. It's the three C's.
I can't contradict
confusion.
That. It's another
yeah,
C.
So that's how it's the beginning of life, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So basically, yeah, so it's like a day and age. It's like, okay, where do we stand by? It's basically, we're human beings, and we have to stand by a human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just has to understand we're human beings. And if we feel as though that we're being threatened, we have to stand on each other's guiding lines to what? To defend. Now, what do you defend? You defend yourself as being a human being. Yeah. It has nothing to do with race, color, nothing.
Yeah.
No, we are human beings, and we have to stick together based on our human being right.
I get it, Rachel. Well said. Thank you very much. By the way, the six states where Dr. Oz is going to be, or Quack Oz, or whatever they want to call him, is going to be rolling out these AI programs to determine what of your Medicare claims Medicare will pay and which ones they won't pay. Those six states are New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, and Washington State, just FYI. And the program rolls out on January 1st. Unless enough of us raise enough hell with our elected officials, particularly if we're represented by Republicans in those six states, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, and Washington, to basically create enough political pressure to force Dr. Oz to stop trying to wreck Medicare. Because that's what he's trying to do. Make no mistake about it. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm just calling to say once again, the Democratic Party is not very good as far as showing good leadership. They need a unified team and make messages and press conferences pretty much on a daily basis. By now, it should be very clear that everything is prefaced with everything Trump and his administration says is a lie until they show it's not. And the media should be conditioned to question everything that they say and present as a fact. And with this Charlie Kirk horrible thing, they have no response lined up, and you know, to stating that Democrats do not support violence and murder.
Right.
Democrats are against hate speech.
Yeah.
Democrats are for gun control. They're just, there's nothing there. They're all freelance separately.
No, I get that. I mean, the Republican Party is run like a cult, you know, from the top down, from the cult leader down to the lowest level. The Democratic Party is run like a democracy. It's run like a community, like a family. And, you know, so it allows for a diversity of opinions. I would say in this era that's actually a weakness for the Democratic Party, but they're not going to change. I mean, this is the way the party has always been, is, you know, or has been at least since FDR. Go ahead.
We're in a war for democracy, and they have to work together as a...
I agree with you on that, Joe. I completely agree with you on that. Thank you very much. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. More of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope a doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you could open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. Comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom to get that $45 discount. That's promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Foaming at the keys. Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour, and picking up your calls here, Andy in Vancouver. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to comment. Yesterday, the House passed two bills to tighten punishments for underage kids and whatnot in Washington, D.C. On one bill, there was eight Democrats that voted with them. And then on another one, I believe it was a little... It was between 24 and 36 Democrats.
Yeah, what the legislation did is it lowered the age for prosecution as an adult from 16 to 14.
Absolutely correct. My point is you can't run around demagoguing the other side and then help them. Yeah. It just goes to your fact, the point that you've been saying for years, it's giving people the choice of Republican and Republican light. If they're going to help them do things while they're saying they're destroying our democracy, then they're just complacent with them.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, you know, part of the problem, Andy, is that, you know, crime is a function of poverty. I mean, it's just nine times out of ten, it's pretty much that's the case.
100% correct.
Particularly violent crime that involves property. You know, with violence against people to acquire property, carjackings, robberies, burglaries, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Republicans absolutely will not allow us to do anything about poverty. They have fought anti-poverty programs since the Great Society, you know, since LBJ. And they've rolled back most of them. And yes, some Democrats participated in that. Bill Clinton gutted a lot of the welfare and anti-poverty programs back in the 90s. But...
Well, and
as a result,
he also set the groundwork to take the change the Telecommunications Act.
And I know, but that's
they could make their echo chamber.
That's kind of a rabbit hole to go down. But where I was going with this is because we have horrible poverty in some parts of this country, and in this case, in the city of Washington D.C. And I lived there for 7 years. And I've seen this firsthand. Because you've got horrible poverty, you've got this horrible crime problem, and one of the things that the gangs are doing is they're having kids between 14 and 16 commit the really serious crimes because they know they go to juvie and they get out when they're 16, or at the worst when they're 18, and then go on to crime again. And so what do you do about that, Andy?
Well... I don't know, but I feel there's got to be...
I mean, that's got to be the thought process that those six or eight Democrats who voted for it are engaged in right now.
Oh, I'm sure, but there's got to be a better process of doing it than making it so that they go right to an adult prison.
No, I get it. I'm not in favor of sending 14-year-olds to adult prisons. I think it should stay at 16. In fact, you know, maybe even raise it and maybe change the way that you deal with child offenders. But the core problem underneath all of this is not the age at which we send people to prison. It's the fact that we've got poverty-driven crime in our big cities. And, you know, we need to deal with the damn poverty. And you know, any effort to do that, the Democrats have been trying to do this for years, any effort to do that gets stymied by the GOP. And that's the real challenge. Andy, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Go ahead. Say what?
Okay. My thought process on that was not narrated to crime. It was narrated to the fact that the Democratic Party is saying one thing while they're doing another.
Yeah, well, that's,
and that doesn't instill confidence by people such as myself
who have been on
their side.
Yeah, I get it. This is, and you're always going to have, you know, a few people who are disappointments, shall we say. Andy, thanks for the call. Janet in Denver. Hey, Janet, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First of all, I want to thank you for your discussion today. We all learned a lot from you. The reason why I'm calling today is I saw Bernie Sanders in West Virginia, which supposedly is the second reddest state in the union, and the people were very hospitable to him, and they liked very much what he was saying. At one point, a gentleman who was middle-aged, I believe a minor, stood up and he said, I followed your career for years because I heard about you on the Tom Hartman Show. And the reason why I'm calling today is to say that if Tom Hartman can reach people and persuade people in the deepest, reddest states, then all of us who listen to him and call in and learn from Tom Hartman, I think that we all need to donate right now. We just sent $100, and I want everybody in the sound of my voice to take out your checkbook and to support Tom Hartman.
Well,
for
let me interject here, Janet. I appreciate your advocacy. What you're talking about is the fundraising drive that Free Speech TV is in right now. And a lot of our nonprofit stations are in fundraising drives now, or they will soon be. And a lot of these stations carry our program. That money does not come to us. It goes to the television network or to the individual radio stations. But it's really important stuff. And thank you for the advocacy and for the plug. And yes, if you're watching us on Free Speech TV, you know, support them. If you're listening to us on a Pacifica station or another, some other form of nonprofit, support them. There are great, and if you're listening to us on a commercial station, that's how we make our money, is, you know, buy the products of our advertisers, or at least call them up and say, yes, I'm listening. So, Janet, thank you very much. That was very thoughtful of you. When did you see Bernie in West Virginia?
I saw it last night on YouTube. I don't think it was live last night.
Yeah.
But he was sitting at a table eating with people. He wasn't in some huge auditorium, and he was listening to people, and he was asking questions and answering questions. And I just want to say, without Tom Hartman, I mean, I know that all that technology takes a lot of money, and it's only from us that we can keep hearing the truth and keep hearing this speech. And you keep educating all of us verbally and through your books. And I think we pay for our entertainment every other way. I think that we all have an obligation to support you and support that free speech movement.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet. Thanks so much for the call. And thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV there in Denver. We'll be back on the other side of the break. 400 days to stop Trump from killing democracy. The DOJ erasing proof of the terror database? Well, stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former head of the CDC, Susan Menarez, testified today about being fired by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Menarez, who was appointed by President Trump and confirmed by the Senate, says she was ousted just weeks into the job because she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations and changes that weren't based on science or fire top CDC officials without reason.
I was fired for holding the line on scientific integrity, but that line does not disappear with me. It now runs through every parent deciding whether to vaccinate a child, every physician counseling a patient, and every American who demands accountability.
Menarez has filed a lawsuit over the firing. An estimated 400,000 Palestinians have fled Gaza City as Israeli forces push in to occupy the city and defeat Hamas. The U.S. is backing the military operation. Other countries have denounced it. The Federal Reserve Board expected to lower interest rates today after its policy meeting. It would be the first rate cut this year. This is ABC News.